It's the Reality TV Happy Hour with Jordan Parhar. Because you can't spell Parhar without R-H-A-P.
R-H-A-P.
Reality TV Happy Hour. Reality TV Happy Hour.
Big Brother Canada 4 has come to a close, which means it's time for another edition of the Reality TV Happy Hour. What's going on, everybody? My name's Jordan Parhar, and I'm with you once again to recap the latest edition of Big Brother Canada 4 on robhasawebsite.com. And today I'm joined by my good pal from Big Brother Canada 3. She's also an honorary member. Well, really, I mean, she's officially a member of the 604 Proppa crew. Of the Big Brother Canada alumni. It's Willow McDonald, ladies and gentlemen. Willow, how are you?
I'm great, Jordan. Thank you so much for having me back. I'm excited. It's just us hanging out, talking Big Brother, my favorite things. Great Sunday night coming on.
Yeah, it's going to be good, Willow. I'm excited to have you back. Thank you for coming back. You know, I know last summer we had a little bit of an issue that one time that, we had you on the show. We were talking about Donkey Kong and some other things, but thank you for forgiving me for that mistake.
It's okay. You know, tensions were high. Love was in the air. You know, it was, I handled it a little immaturely, and I'm sorry. And I'm glad that we, mended fences, bridges, and all that other things, and we're good. We're great. So in case the public's wondering, Jordan and I are better than ever.
Okay, good to know, because, I don't want this to explode like Phil tonight at any point. So, if you're feeling some pent-up hatred towards me, Willow, just let it out. Just let it out, because I don't want to see it get – I don't want you to call me an effing liar and manipulator and scream at me while I'm eating my dinner later today.
That or tell you good. That you're dead.
Yeah, that wouldn't be good. Okay, and as always, we're joined by a live feed correspondent tonight. He's coming to us live from his new apartment. It's the great Taryn Armstrong, ladies and gentlemen. Taryn, thank you for joining us tonight.
You're welcome. And actually, I just figured something out. I figured it out. Rob is not on this podcast. What does that mean? What does that mean? He must be in alliance with somebody else if he's not on this podcast, right?
Oh, my gosh.
I figured out the whole thing.
Figured out the entire game. You are a mastermind. Genius. You're a mastermind. You're a genius. You are the smartest person alive.
Oh,
just like Kelsey. It's amazing. Yes. I can't believe it.
At one point I got evicted from the podcast, but then I came back and, now I'm a genius.
And now you're a genius. There you go.
That's how it works. Okay.
That is how it works on the Big Brother Canada, and that's how it works on the Happy Hour. Okay, guys, so just to set things up for you guys, we're live on a Google Hangout today. It is working after two shows that broke, Taryn. This one is finally working okay. Going back to Sunday, the Sunday show, that one got screwed up in the post-show as well. So a lot of technical stuff happened, with things going on. So hopefully, let's cross our fingers, and this one will work okay. So because we're on a Google Hangout, we're going to take your questions live. So two ways you can get those in. You can tweet me using hashtag RehappyHour. I am at Jordan Parhar on Twitter. Or you can leave a comment on the YouTube video. That's probably the best way to get your questions in. We'll get into those later on in the show. Don't forget to subscribe to Reality TV or Hap-Ups on YouTube as well. That way you never miss an episode of our live coverage of Big Brother Canada 4, which is almost over. Crazy. We're in week 10, week 11 next week, and that's finale week is May 12th, which is crazy. Crazy, Willow. Crazy that's already here. But let's enough preamble. Let's just jump right into the episode. I think the top story of tonight is that, Kelsey has won HOH, Tim and Cassandra have been nominated, the dynamic duo finally is on the block. Willow, if you're Kelsey in this situation, after you find out that there is a three-headed monster in the house of Joel, Tim, and Cassandra, are those the two that you're putting up, Tim and Cassandra, is that the right move for her?
Yeah, absolutely. I think so. I think what just happened there with the double eviction of, the power of being off the block and winning the veto and saving someone else, especially when you have a three-headed monster. Like, these people are clearly working for each other. They're going to save each other. So why not put the two, kind of the head and kind of the second head right on the block? I think Kelsey made, I don't agree with the choices because I am rooting for Cassandra, but as a Kelsey, best move for her, absolutely.
Taryn, was there much debate over these nominations? Because the show kind of made it seem like there was, but it, for me personally, I felt like it was pretty obvious what she was going to do.
Yeah, yeah, she said that's what she was going to do, and then she even told them that that's what she was going to do, and then she did it. That was about the extent of it.
Wow!
There you go, amazing, so crazy.
I know, this is what I'm here for, guys.
Mind-blowing.
Amazing analysis by Taryn. But I was thinking, you know, as I was watching that, I thought, okay, well, this is the obvious move, putting up Tim and Cassandra. But should maybe Kelsey have thought of putting up Joel instead of Cassandra? Because, you know, now we're in a situation where if Joel wins the veto, he could take either of them off the block, and, you know, they basically, the Threat Show controls the vote this week. So what do you think about that, Willow? Would you thought about that at least maybe a little bit more? Because to me at least, I know Cassandra has gone on a bit of a run recently. I still feel like Joel is more of a competition threat than she is.
I think what we need to like look at first is like, she's even going to Joel though. Everybody is still like, Joel is like right now the best player on both sides. Like, he's in the best position. She literally went to Joel and was like, what should I do? Even though she knows he's working with those two, she's literally like, well, Joel, what do you think that I should do? Like, it's crazy. Like, literally they've come out and said, like, we're an alliance. And Kelsey's still like, people are still giving him information. People are still like not going right after him. Like, it's almost like they forget about Joel. Like, kudos to Joel. Like, however you're doing it, it's amazing. But I think that it probably did cross her mind a little bit, but more she's thinking of like, I wasn't at Final Five, so I don't know what it's like, but you probably can smell the money a lot closer. Like, you're probably thinking of who can I beat, like, who is going to hurt my chances the most of getting to that kind of final situation, and who's going to cut me or who's going to bring me. And I think she sees Joel as, like, again, somebody not to worry with. And, again, everybody trusts Joel. So she's just kind of like, you know, Joel's either going to vote with us, or if Joel wins, maybe he won't use the veto. Like, they trust him so much, but they shouldn't. But right, but I think that she just looked at Cassandra kind of like, if I leave her off the block, she'll do exactly what she just did, you know, at the double.
Right.
Right. And honestly, that probably, 100% would have happened. Now you got to look at who statistically would probably win the veto more, and I think she did the best thing. She didn't upset Joel, and even if whoever wins and pulls himself off and she has to put Joel up, she doesn't hurt her relationship with Joel because Joel just understands, right? Like,
right, absolutely. Joel's a gamer. He gets it. It's Final Five. You know, someone's got to go up on the block. So yeah, it would make sense if that were what she was eventually going to do. Taryn, in terms of where we're at in the edit, and we'll get into the live feed portion, the spoilers later on in the show. So if you don't want to know any spoilers or anything like that, then don't worry. We're going to talk only about the show for the first little bit. We'll get into the spoilers and the live feeds in a little bit. So at this point at where we are in the edit, Taryn, did really seem like Kelsey is really, like Willow was saying, she's really relying on Joel a lot. So has there been, had they made some sort of agreement, or is Kelsey just trusting Joel for whatever reason?
Well, up until her revelation, which was basically Tim telling her that Joel was working both sides, she was trusting Joel a lot, despite having caught him multiple times in the past, also playing both sides. But she finally, after Tim basically spells it out, you know, Joel, me, and Cass are in an alliance together, she was like, okay, so Joel is playing us. We need to act like we don't know. So she's been acting like she's not aware that Joel has been playing her. But even though she now knows that Joel's playing both sides, his positioning is so strong that there's nothing she can really do about it, right? So it's like, even if she doesn't trust him, he's still not as close as Tim and Cass are. So right, she needs to try to do something with him, and that's why she hasn't confronted him about it. She's just going to let it lie and hope that, you know, she wins enough competitions moving forward that it all works out.
Yeah, that's a great point. I mean, hands are kind of tied at this point. Let's backtrack a little bit because, you know, this episode did spend a lot of time breaking down the double eviction and talking about basically everything that happened, and we got some diary rooms, so we got inside of these players' heads to see what they were thinking as these things were happening. Willow, in terms of dumb moves this season, where does Phil's nomination of Nikki and Tim rank for you?
Oh, my God. I just like it just go, but it's not even a dumb move. It's almost like, well, we expected it because you just called out. You literally were just like, we want a Canadian to win. He's been throwing a temper tantrum. So you kind of saw this coming. It wasn't anything new. If anything, it was at least he's being consistent of being an idiot. So like at least we're kind of like, okay, well, we know what, we get it, Phil. You hate everyone but Canadians. We get it. Like, what, I just, but again, he didn't. If he did actually put up Tim and Cassandra, I probably would have been like shocked. I think all of Canada would have been shocked. We'd be like, oh, it was a smart move. He thought this through. Right? Like, we would have been like, oh, we would have been like, shocker, biggest move of the season. Phil makes a logical, you know, move. He thinks about it. He thinks before he opens his mouth. It doesn't throw a temper tantrum or yells at people. So,
I think
it's a dumb move, yes, but it's a film move. I don't know what you guys. I wasn't surprised. I was like, okay, here we go.
I think, you know, this is the portion of the show where if you know those like Twitter accounts where I think it's just like, you know, 12-year-olds and they just say they have like a Big Brother player as their icon, and then their name is like
Oh.
their name would be like at Jordan Parhar or Parhars or
Right,
Jordan's
right.
Parhar, like something like that. This is the portion of, and I'm probably losing a lot of people, but this is us people who are in the Big Brother social media world. We understand these people. They exist. I feel like this is the portion of the podcast where they would say, "Yes, Queen, slay," just based on what you said, Willow.
No hate, no shade to the Pax brothers. I mean, they've looked like they've played like as a target, like they're part of a twist. Good for them. Look how far they've gotten. I'm proud of them. They're comp beasts. But like, well, we've seen already. And at least Phil will admit it. He's like, yeah, I'm an idiot. You know, he knows it. But like, I can't. I gotta call you out when you do something like that. We can't just be like, well, you know, I'm trying to pretend it didn't happen. Like.
It happened.
It happened, and I'm gonna call you out about it. Like, I'm
Exactly.
sorry. I
Yeah,
don't hate you as a person. Just it was a dumb move. I've made dumb moves. You made dumb moves. It's just
we
own
all
it.
do. We all do. Exactly. That's the big thing here is, you know, we're just commenting on the game. We're not commenting about them as people. So I think we need to separate that. And I think people, again, I said this before, but people on social media need to remember that as well, that these guys are, yeah, they're doing a lot of really dumb things, especially Phil, but you know, as human beings, sure, they're really great guys on the outside, and they'll do just fine
They'll
once
be,
they're
yeah,
out
they'll
of
be
well,
fine.
let's not forget that this was the first time Phil made a dumb move in this game.
Right.
It was my
Yeah, right.
first dumb mistake.
Right.
First and only time. I mean, this was a
Yeah.
guy who was, the next coming of Derek Lavasser, and
Exactly.
he just happened to somehow screw up. I don't know what happened. I guess,
Oh, man.
just had a brain fart. It happens. So from there, we saw, you know, Cass won the veto. She's debating to save Tim, and we see in the diary room. See, I always thought that, you know, from watching the episode, I thought, oh, Cass is going to use this 100%. No questions asked. She's going to use it. She's going to save Tim, and that's that. But based on the diary room, at least, if she's telling us at home, she's saying, no, actually, I was debating. I wasn't really too sure. I didn't know. It was kind of a spur of the moment type of deal. And then that was when she decided to use it. She talked to Tim in the pantry, and she said, hey, you know, I don't. I think I can get away. I can get away without using it. Joel, we is someone we can trust. Joel will keep you. Don't worry. Ultimately, she decides to use it. Taryn, do you think that, just based on what you know, do you think that Joel would have kept his word and voted out Nikki if Cassandra did not use the veto?
I still don't know for sure, actually. If I had to guess, I would say he's not going to pull the trigger. He's going to keep Tim.
Really?
But there has been some, you know, hint that maybe he would have taken Tim out to keep Nikki. So we're still not sure yet, because he hasn't, you know, there's no one to talk to for him to say what he would have done. So yeah, hard to know.
We'll have to save that for Joel after the season. Hopefully he'll be. I think we can get Joel in the happy hour, right,
Oh,
Taryn? That should
for
work.
sure.
Joel will come on. I think we can get Joel on here. We'll ask him then. So the big thing after this, of course, was the infamous "Are you sure" moment. Willow, what was going through your mind when the brothers said they wanted to nominate themselves?
Well, first I was like, oh my God, like I'm so mad at myself for never winning an HOH comp to be the first person to ever nominate themselves as an HOH. Like they stole that. I was like, good for them. Like they know they're pretty much like they're idiots. They're owning up to it, and they're about to go home. And I'm like, yeah, at least they made good TV. They'll be remembered as that. So I was like, kind of like, I died a little bit, and then I was like, this is amazing. And I was like, good for these guys. You know, it's like they know what they're good at, and that's good TV for dumb moves. And I was like, you know what, good for you guys. And I kind of tipped my hat to them, and I was really excited because I was like, good, because you're dumb again for doing all of this, and you might be putting out Nikki on your HOH. You're going to be remembered as that, like those brothers? Like, we got out Nikki at a double? Like, really? Do you want to do that? So I when this was going through, I was like, oh my God, this is amazing. All I'm thinking is, yes, they're going to nominate themselves, and yes, of course, they're going out the door on a double on their HOH. I've never seen this happen ever. I'm a super fan. I'm like, I'm witnessing this, like, well, live, but, you know, I'm like, this is amazing. I was so happy as a super fan. I was like, this is great TV. Like, I was on the edge of my seat. Like, what were you doing, right? Like, were you...
Well, what was happening for me was I was thinking, oh, thank God. Thank God. I will no longer have the dumbest move in the history of Big Brother Canada. But then, Willow, what happened was the are you sure moment. And, you know, as somebody who... went out in a triple, Willow. So you've kind of been in a similar situation before to this. How did you feel about that when they didn't let the brothers put themselves on the block?
Well, I just, you know, went back in all of my notes since I was 10 years old, so 18 years of notes, and I was like, are you sure? Like, where's that a rule? I have never seen that before. You know, I was Googling things. I was like, is this? And then I went back and I was like watching pre-other episodes. And I was like, has Arissa or anyone ever asked an HOH, are you sure? And that has never happened, ever. So then I was thinking, damn, I wish I knew this new rule, because I would have been like, Brittany, are you sure? Actually, you probably would have been like, Zach, are you sure? Like, I feel like we should all be saying that. Like, tonight's episode, when Kelsey nominated, Cassandra should have been like, are you sure? Like, and then the night of the finale, like, we should have been like, with Sarah and Godfrey, like, Arissa should have been like, jury, are you sure with your votes? Right? Like, what?
Think about all the tragedies that could have been averted.
All of these in life. Like, if I, like, all the times I should have said, am I sure? Are you sure? What? Anyway, for the new house guests trying out, or anybody who's going to play BB, you know, make sure you get the are you sure nod. Or ask for it. The new power of are you sure? Are you sure, power?
The new power of are you sure? Yeah, that's going to be really hilarious if someone does that at some point. They just get nominated or they get voted out and they just say, are you guys sure? Are you sure? I mean, that's going to be amazing when it does happen. I can't
believe it. But I feel like she said, are you sure? And then they were like, yes. And Nick was still pushing it. It was like are you sure? It was like a 5-minute delay. Like, it was just kind of like, and then it was kind of like, no, we're not going to let you do it.
Yeah, I think, you know, again, I said this on last week. I think, in fairness to Arissa, I don't think Arissa didn't know what to do.
Arissa's not Big Brother. Arissa is reading a prompter. She just is a live TV. Arissa is the messenger. I'm not shooting the messenger. I love Arissa. Respect for Arissa. But production or whoever is part of that or Big Brother, they give the thing in her ear to give the whatever. So it's just Arissa, but it's like, make a rule. Like, know what to do in these situations, people.
Yeah, that hopefully now moving forward there will be a definitive talk before the season. Guys, you cannot nominate yourselves, or guys, it's open to interpretation, but there hasn't, I guess there clearly wasn't that, really, even though Tim tried to do that earlier in the season. It's just so weird. But anyway, very interesting scenario.
I'm sorry, Jordan, that you lost. Like, that's your, like, I think this trumps you. Like, the brothers nominating themselves is a lot better than yours. I'm sorry.
They didn't actually go through with it, so I don't know.
They should have had to, though. But I thought it was funny that Nick was berating Phil for the dumb move of putting Nikki up when Nick was the one that tried to nominate himself.
Exactly.
That is infinitely dumber.
But I think Nick was just, like, he was just fed up. Like, I don't think he was fed up with with Cass winning the veto and saving Tim. I think he was just fed up with Phil.
Yeah.
Because when you see the – he just wanted to get out of the house and not have to be with Phil anymore.
He didn't want to play with his brother. He's like, you know what? I want out of here. I want my own life. I'm sick of this guy. Like, he literally is like, I'd rather kill myself than, like – that's literally what he did.
Yeah, he said – he's like, I'd rather end my game and my big brother life to then be here with Phil. And, yeah, it was almost like a – it was an Eric Cartman, screw you guys. I'm going home, like one of those, you know. He's just like I'm out of here. Now we saw after the eviction, Nick was berating Phil, as you said, Taryn, and he was saying how stupid he was. And I was personally surprised because I always thought, okay, well, you know, Nick is a loyal soldier; he'll always just listen to whatever Phil says. But he has a backbone, apparently. So, Willow, how happy were you when you saw Nick stand up for himself?
Oh, I was so happy, and I was actually really kind of proud, and like it was good to see Phil to take it. He's like, yeah, lay it in me. Like, he at least, like, because as we've seen from this past, what, 9 weeks, 10 weeks, of Phil was just kind of this, you know, barking orders at the little puppy Nick, and for, you know, finally Phil like owned up and was like, yeah, I just lay into me. He knew he did wrong. And Nick, everything Nick was saying was correct. It was right. And he was like, to be honest, it was nice to hear Nick talk and be like, oh my gosh, I think Nick would be a phenomenal player. Like, I would love to see these two play separately, right? Just the way he was thinking. And I just think Nick has Phil has a short fuse. Some of us do, and that's fine. But Phil is obviously a little more level-headed. So hopefully if they can get through this and moving forward, then Phil just needs to kind of like listen to Nick, man. Like, just, you know, stop freaking out. But
go ahead, Willow.
Anyway, part of they lost it again in the episode, so I don't have any. I don't. But anything that I was hoping for, it's just like, okay. But it was good to finally see Nick. It was kind of like that underdog type of like, yeah, for us little people, like, you tell them.
Yeah, it was sort of like when on day 5 or whatever, when you stood up to Greg in the chop shop last season, Willow, and then he told you, you're shady as F. That was good times.
That was awesome. Thank you.
I wish that made the show. Taryn, this wasn't on feeds at all, was it?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. Phil said to Nick in that conversation, he's like, you know, Nick, like, I'll listen to you now, Nicholas. Like, you know, I trust you. Yeah, you can make the decisions from now on. Just without spoiling too much, has that been happening, Taryn?
There haven't really been any decisions for them to make. I wouldn't say that having not known that conversation happened, I didn't notice a difference in their relationship.
Okay, so there we go. Some things never change. Phil, I think, will continue to run the show regardless of that conversation, but good for Nick. So Kelsey wins HOH after this. Huge underdog story. She's going up against everyone. Somehow manages to pull this thing off. Taryn, how much had she been studying? Because I was really surprised that she managed to win this thing. I did not expect – I knew the spoilers going in, but if I did not know the spoilers and I saw that that's what the competition was, I would have thought, okay, Joel's got this thing on lock.
Well, yeah, I actually predicted that Kelsey would win in the double eviction HOH because I figured those were going to probably be the questions because she had been studying more than anyone else in the house. Mm-hmm. Her and Jared studied a lot. And it's honestly kind of shameful for Cass and Tim and Joel. Like, these guys, they know the show really well. They're super fans, and, well, not Tim as much, but they should have known that they needed to be studying more. And Kelsey, the total recruit that's seen like 2 episodes, managed to know that she needed to study a lot. And so she had been studying time and time again, and it really paid off when it came to those questions.
Willow, after the comp, Kelsey said she's the smartest person alive. That's correct, right?
Oh, yes. Yeah, absolutely. I think that if we were to take like a vote or kind of like a test, you know, Kelsey obviously would come out on top after that move. And you know, when she won that competition, and everything like that. I mean, kudos to her. I'm proud of her. I'm just, you know, that's amazing that the smartest person alive is playing Big Brother Canada. And, you know, I'm honored that I got to play Big Brother Canada kind of in the same, you know.
In the same house.
Yes.
You once lived in that same house as the smartest person alive. I mean, it's
the luckiest person. I do have a question, though.
Yes.
Did Jared and Kelsey write things on with nail polish to study. Now I'm really proud. I have seen Kelsey and Jared study, and I'm proud. You know, when I watch these people and they're just like not studying or doing anything, I'm like, what are you doing with your free time? But like, because there's a lot of free time. But they were writing, right, Taryn? Like they were writing with nail polish, weren't they, on tissue paper or something?
Yeah, there's actually been a couple instances where some of the house guests have been trying to write, and it kind of goes on for a lot longer than it should before they're finally told to shut it down. But they were eventually told, like,
you can't
do this.
Okay,
that's good, because Kevin tried making a deck of cards last season out of mustard, and we got that shut down, and we were all so mad. So,
What was that other game?
I can't remember what that other game was.
You had to move rocks into a thing.
Yeah, I don't know what the game was.
No game.
It was entertaining, but... I don't know. If anyone knows a game with rocks in the chat that perhaps we were playing in the house, please let us
Jesus
know.
Jesus played it. Supposedly Jesus played it. So what's that game Jesus played?
Oh, man.
What?
Jesus played it? That's what Kevin told me. Kevin told me.
Well, Kevin would know. I mean, Kevin, you know, he's been alive for centuries.
He's the man from Earth.
And he has always been a disciple of Jesus. okay, well, there we go. All right, so I think we had an early candidate for the hashtag there. So the next big thing in the episode that I wanted to talk about was Tim exposing the Threak show. First of all, Taryn, has it always been called the Threak show with a three? Because I had always thought it was the Freak show with an F.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that nobody knew for sure what the name was, because I had been under the impression it was Freak Show, and I know that some other people on Twitter were under the impression that it was Freak Show, and apparently so was Cass. So I'm pretty sure they both had different ideas of what the name was.
Yeah, that's so weird. Do you imagine, Willow, if you thought the name of your alliance was the Chop, or, you know, the name of the alliance was the Chop Shop, instead it was, like, I don't know, something, it was Zen Zoo, like, that would be, you'd just be like, wait, what? Like, I don't think we've ever seen two people be in alliance before, and then both think that the name of the alliance was two different names.
Weren't you in that alliance, which was called the Purple Cobras, the Hexaga, like, what was that?
Weren't you in that, Jordan? In fairness to us, we initially named it, and then production said, okay, well, Purple Cobras is from the movie Dodgeball, you're not allowed to use that, so you have to use a different name, and then we came up with the very aptly named The Hexagon, because, you know, there were six sides to our alliance or whatever it was.
Nice.
Even though I think there were more than six people in it, which is very stupid of us.
Yeah. I think I remember Rob criticizing the name change, because he was like, it was okay before, but now there's a number in it.
Yeah. So we had to change it. And then production after said, you can be Purple Cobras again. So then I had, and they were like, yeah, JP, you go spread the word. So then I had to go run around the house and say, okay, guys, we're the Purple Cobras now. But that's a very, very unique circumstance. But good point, Willow. There you go. This is why I have you on the podcast. So, Willow, let me ask you this then. Do you think that, you know, Tim spilling the freak show, whatever we want to call it, him spilling the beans on that, do you think he did that on purpose, or do you think that was just a genuine flub on his end?
No, I think everything Tim does is on purpose. Like, I don't think there's no, like, mistake. I don't think there's – I think Tim is one of those impulsive, like, very – just doesn't, you know, fly – yeah, he does. He flies by the seat of his pants, like, just doesn't think, like, any – he kind of – because he lives off that. So he's kind of, like, just – puts it out there, throws it out there, and then he's like, now I have to try to, like, catch my feet or, like, catch my landing. So I think he was like, the wine was flowing. Obviously, they just had the most intense, you know, what was it, 6-7 hours, double eviction. Put it on the block and take it off. And I think that, yeah, he just probably was, like, talking, and then he just said it, and it was like, well, now it's out there. And then, like, here we go. Like, he was just like, but you saw him, he was like, kind of like, no, I can't say it. Like, no, I can't. He was like, he loves to plant that seed and then keep pushing and pushing. Like, he knows what he's doing. Like, he always, there's always, Tim always has another plan, right? I don't think Tim messes up like that.
Yeah, that's why I found it so, I was, I almost felt a little insulted when Tim was in the diary room and he said, he's like, oh no, like I don't, you know, I'm not manipulating anyone. Like I'm just, you know, being a nice guy and this is just me doing whatever. And I'm like, no, Tim, this is like, you know, cigarette companies in like the, in the 50s saying, no, cigarettes are good for you. We are definitely not trying to make you, you know, we're not selling you anything bad here. Like, Taryn, do you think that Tim genuinely thinks that he's not manipulating people? Because I just found that to be completely asinine.
You know, it's hard. I think some part of me thinks that Tim just like believes in his lies.
Yes.
He creates a narrative for himself and for the show that's often very different from what's actually happening. And it can be hard to know, like, is he intentionally deceiving us here, or is he really just kind of playing this role so much that he believes it? I kind of think he's playing us. I mean, we've seen him lie to us plenty of times in the past, so it wouldn't surprise me at all. But yeah, I think he definitely... I think he has to be aware that he manipulates people. Like watching him go back and forth with the brothers and then say that the brothers were waffling was just like, okay, Tim.
Yeah, let's talk about that. Let's jump to that. Willow, was Phil's reaction justified to just to completely lose it, get all beat red in the face, and start just swearing and yelling at Cassandra and Tim?
No, I don't think it's very justified. Like, I'm sorry, Phil. Like, no. Congrats to season four for just, you know, going over the top with all these, you know, the great bloats, the fights, the emotions. Are great job. I mean, this is, has nothing on Bruno and Sarah's fight in the pantry. Like, this is just,
you know,
they're just around a table. You know, nobody's really nominated. Nobody's, like, doing anything. They're just eating and talking, and he's just, you know, and again, stupid move by Phil. Just, you know, Keep cool, keep your mouth shut, and just kind of, like, nod your head and be like, okay, like, or whatever, just let it go. But no, he has to blow, like, just lose his cool, and obviously, like, just be like, okay, like, make everybody uncomfortable and be like, all right, like, Phil's crazy. Like, he just, I don't get why he's like this. I really don't.
No, even Nick was losing his mind a little bit, too. Taryn, how long did this fight last on the feeds?
Oh, I mean, this has kind of been, like, an on and off fight for like for ages now. Like it's the brothers have been really angry at Cass and Tim just like since the double eviction basically, and they've had fights here and there you know for days. So I think this one in particular was probably like in a half hour, an hour maybe.
Oh wow.
Oh my gosh. And yeah. Joel's scared. God love Joel.
Joel books it out of there every time. He makes sure that he's not in the middle of this because he knows he doesn't want to get caught up in it.
Joel is the best. God love him. There you go.
Smart guy. Smart guy, Joel.
Get over there.
Because he could easily, yeah, you're right. I mean, he could totally get caught up in that, Taryn. I mean, he's been guilty of a lot of double dealing this season. So good on him for doing that.
You don't want Phil to be like, you're dead.
That was just like, what? Like, who says that? I mean, I'm sorry. I mean, I'm sure these are nice guys, but...
My brother's really mad at you, so you're dead if you use the veto. My brother's really mad at you, so you're dead if you use the veto.
And calling out people, you know, being mad at Cass, like, oh, you're a effing liar. You're a manipulator. Blah, blah, blah. It's like, well...
You're a snake.
Yeah, like, everyone's done that this season. I'm sorry. This goes back to, like, Jared last week saying... You know, I have integrity. I guess like I was raised differently than you. Like, oh, like that's there's no integrity in Big Brother. There's no, you know, lying, whatever. Like that happens. So I just very frustrating for me watching that. Last thing I really want to get into, guys, before we jump into the spoiler section of the show is the Kelsey Mastermind edit that Taryn was alluding to at the front of the show. You know, Kelsey is saying, Willow, she's saying, oh, well, you know, everyone sees me as someone who's an emotional player and someone who's not strategic at all. You know, and I'm out here, I'm going to prove them wrong and I'm going to go win and I'm doing all this stuff. How would you define Kelsey as a player, Willow?
To be honest, well, the Kelsey that, like, died and resurrected that came back, I like that Kelsey a little bit. Now, I feel like she went back in there and she took all this advice from LaVita and she she used it, and she did go back to her ways and isolate herself with the third wheel. But I felt like her social game was a lot better. I felt like she wasn't as, you know, short fused, and I feel like I like this Kelsey, and I like that she's, you know, I think she, like she was saying, she was like, everybody thinks that, like, Jared and, like, you know, it's like, I don't know what they think in there, but I wanted to be like, Kelsey, you're getting a great edit. You have, do not worry. Like, everybody thought you were, like, pushing, which was, she was, like, pretty much telling Jared, you know, or getting him to snap out of it, or being like, you have to go and be social and play the game, you know, and Kelsey's playing the game at least. Now, is she the smartest person in the world? Won't give her that. Is she the best player in the world? I'm not going to give her that, but I think she's a good player, and to come back at a twist and to be now at Final Five, well, she made Final Four, that's huge. Right, to come back after she was, they got her out, and she was already an easy target, and part of a three-person alliance and a showman's, and she's at Final Four. I kind of see, does Kelsey pull at Ashley, and where she just starts to win out?
Personally, I don't think so, because I think Ashley is a much better competitor than Kelsey is. I don't know if we have, Kelsey's got that physical aspect to her game. Taryn, you've been watching the feeds. Has Kelsey been working out at all? Has she shown any signs of physical prowess?
No. I was, No, wait. She does. She dances back and forth a lot.
Okay.
And I guess, you know, in fairness, you know, Ashley didn't work out at all in the house, because Ashley doesn't work out. Really. So I guess that really isn't an indicator as to how well people are going to do in comps. Okay, you never know, Willa. You could be right. We'll see.
But you know what? I feel like Kelsey should kind of just be like, instead of being like, I'm going to prove these people wrong, I'm going to do this. I'm like, Kelsey, you're sitting pretty. Like, you got to make it like, I'm the most hated. I did nothing. I suck, so that people take you, right? You should almost be like, instead of like trying to prove these people wrong, just kind of be like, yeah, I'm alone. Why not? Why keep me? Like, own this. You know, I think that people need to start like, and I did it too, like I was scared to like own my game, but Tim needs to own his game too. If he's a manipulator and he's doing that, like own it. It was kind of like Vanessa from last season in BB17, where it was just like, we wanted Vanessa to be the villain and be like, I am manipulating these people. I am like controlling all these things, you know? And it's just like, that's what we kind of need to see from Tim, or like, we just want to know, or like, Tim, like, just like, if you're a manipulator, it's not a bad thing. That's how, like, it's the game, but you know what it's like in there. You don't want to come off wrong. Even Cass was like, I just lied on national television. It's like, honey, you've lied a few times.
Yeah, there are much worse things you can be doing. Yeah. Trust me, Cass.
Yeah.
Okay, well, Taryn, let's talk about Kelsey a little bit more then. Because for me, you know, this seeing this Kelsey Mastermind edit, it really turned me off the edit of the show. I was just, it was very frustrating for me to see this because. I mean, I personally don't think that she's anywhere close to being a mastermind. Taryn, can you tell, and I'm sure you're on the same page with that based on a tweet that I saw you send out. So can you explain why Kelsey is not a mastermind to the audience?
All right, so first I will give Kelsey credit, right? Before she was evicted, she was like a below average player that got evicted pre-jury. But she came back, and since she came back, she's been about passable, right? She's been like an average player. She generally knows what to do and what not to do. She's not going to make a really dumb move like nominate herself. but apart from that, just there's nothing else there, right? They're editing her up to be like this big contender because they're afraid that, uh-oh, she just won HOH, and she's going to probably take out either Tim or Cass. Who do we latch onto now? And so they're giving her this propped up edit, which is very frustrating, obviously, because that's not her. You know, she's not a mastermind. She hasn't been playing people since she got back. She came back in a buyback where she got to watch people play the entire week, and people have kept her because she was a goat to take to the end. They knew no one would vote for her. I mean, they evicted Raul over her because they figured she was the bigger goat. She hasn't really been actively, you know, creating a safe place in the game for herself. She had goats in front, or she had shields in front of her, and basically has been kind of just dragged along to this point. And at this point, she can win out. She can win a bunch of competitions, make it to the end. She can maybe beat the brothers. But she really, really, it still is a long shot to get there, and certainly not a mastermind genius game. It's a I kind of got to the end and won out game.
Yeah.
For sure. And that actually, you know, I hadn't thought about that perspective, but I think that that's an excellent point that you bring up there. I think that Kelsey, in my opinion, I think Kelsey probably is going to be, she's going to be on finale. She will make it to finale night. And I think that if you have, if you're presenting this to the people at home and they see this side of Kelsey, then that might sway some people to hop on the Kelsey bandwagon and root for her at the end, because I think the show does want rootable people at the end. And Kelsey at the beginning of the game was not rootable really in the slightest.
Yeah, I can think of a few other Big Brother Canada players that had a similar trajectory and got a similar edit unfairly.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think that, you know, there were maybe a few on our season, Willow. But
yeah,
you know,
yeah, just a couple.
Maybe a couple. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, it's okay. Who's counting? Who's counting? It doesn't matter. Okay, so now is the time in which we're going to jump into the live feed portion of the show. So if you do not want to know any spoilers, you do not want to know who won the power veto or any of that stuff, now is the time in which we will bid you farewell. Thank you for joining us on this edition of the Rehappy Hour. Don't forget to subscribe to the show. Go to robiswebsite.com/Rehappy Hour. That's Happy Hour with an R at the front. And you'll get every episode on iTunes that way. And we will be live again Wednesday after the episode. I will be joined by Jason Roy from Big Brother 17. So deja vu from last week. Last week I said Jason Roy was going to be on Wednesday. We had to reschedule the show to Thursday because of my work and school schedule. So Jason couldn't make that. He can make this. So hopefully this will work out this time, and we'll finally get to chat with Jason. Jason's great. He was on our preseason draft show, Willow. That was a really fun time.
Yeah, it was awesome. I'm not looking that good.
I haven't even looked at who's on my team anymore. I think I have. I took Paige first.
You have Joel.
No, I don't. I don't
thought
have
Neta
Joel.
Had Joel.
Neta has Joel.
Yeah, because at one point
you
I think
Kelsey.
I do have Kelsey. That's right. I have Kelsey and Tim. So that's actually my mind. Actually,
okay. All I have is Cassandra.
Okay, so we'll see. We're in a similar spot, I guess. Anyway, so we'll see you guys on Wednesday night, and yeah, should be a lot of fun. Okay, here we go. Spoiler time. Taryn, what has happened? Who has won the power of veto? Brent was messaging us on the weekend saying, "Damn it, Joel has to win. Joel better win this veto." So did Joel win the veto?
Joel, he tried, or maybe he didn't try very hard, but Tim won the veto.
Tim won the veto. Oh, my goodness. There we go. So Tim has won the power of veto. Wow. So I've seen that there has been some talk that, you know, Tim probably is going to save himself, but there's also been some chatter, Taryn, that he might use it on Cassandra.
No.
Well, Tim being Tim, you know, since he got nominated, even before he got nominated, he's been talking about, like, you know, I'm okay with it. I'm okay if I go home. You know, it's my time. I always said I would bow out. You know, this I'm reasonably certain this is just Tim, you know, doing Tim's thing. So he wins this veto, and apparently was, like, super, crazy afterward, like, really hyped up about it, calling Joel out, perhaps. Because he thought Joel maybe wasn't trying as hard as he should have been, maybe was colluding with the brothers a little bit. But he has said to Cassandra that maybe I will use it on you. Maybe I'll save you and bow out and let the, you know, you players fight it out. But it's not going to happen. He's basically, he gave himself some outs, right? Where it's like, he said, I would have used it, but, you know, with Joel maybe betraying us, now I'm not so sure. You know, I do want the best player to win, but Cassandra, I'm not sure that you are the best player, so I don't know if I can do that. So he's slowly backing himself out of it.
Oh, wow.
And it's he's going to use it on himself.
So there we go. Interesting stuff. So Tim's going to come off the block, Willow. Looks like, Taryn, probably Joel going up in his place, right?
Yeah, 100%.
So Joel will go up in Tim's place. Is there anything, Willow, that Cassandra can do to save herself at this point?
At this point, all she has right now is to get into everybody's mind is, who can you beat at Final Two? Like, who can you honestly, like, who is your best shot to, one, have at the Final Three in those comps? Your best way, who can you win out on? And honestly, like, Nikki leaving and saying, like, Joel, you're the winner, I think that kind of hurt his game. Like, that was nice and everything, but it's kind of like, okay, like, well, there's already technically a vote for Joel. And just sitting, you know, everybody down, I would honestly sit everybody down, maybe one-on-one, and be like, count out the jury votes for Joel, right? Count out, like, how, like, Joel wins. I think Joel sitting next to anybody wins if he's in final two. I think that he has, there, you know, and jury is, right, like, Peter Brown said it best. He's like, you vote for who you're the closest in jury, right? It's who you had that most personal social connection with. That's how the last three seasons have been, and it's so true, because you spend time, you talk with them. Jarrett's not mad. Maddie's not that mad. Raul's not mad at Joel. Mitch isn't mad at Joel. Like, none of these people have this, you know, vendetta or this craziness. Now, Jarrett wants to, like, pretty much kick Cassandra out of Manitoba. Like, there's, like, all these other things, but, like, I think that that's all Cassandra can do right now is just be like, I will make a final two with you right now. I know I can't win against Tim. Let's go after Tim next week, or whatever you want to do, and just kind of be like, I just want me and you final two. I was never going after you. I was just going after Jarrett. You can beat me, and sell whatever she can to Kelsey, and kind of, you know, and same with the brothers, and be like, okay, listen, like, you guys can beat me. Like, you guys can't beat Tim, so why not keep me? And then I know I can't beat Tim, and let's all go. And I know you can't beat Joel. And the brothers, like, I don't know. It's going to be tough. But I think it's going to be a tiebreaker. So what she needs is Kelsey. I think that she'll have one vote, and then I think the brothers will vote for Joel. And I think Kelsey will come down to the tiebreaker. So she needs to more sell to Kelsey.
Well done with that analysis, Willow. I think that's definitely – I think that's – the really, that's all she's got at this point. Taryn, have we seen Cassandra use any of these arguments at all at this point, or is she kind of just rolling over and dying?
No, yeah, basically what Willow just said. I mean, she's also been focusing a lot of energy on Tim, trying to get him to use it on her. Yeah, she has been talking with Tim and Kelsey, trying to, you know, work as a tandem to convince Kelsey that Joel can beat them in the end. Unfortunately, Kelsey is convinced that Joel has no chance in the end anymore, partly because of Tim being so mad at Joel for betraying him in the veto. So she's like, well, now that Joel has betrayed you guys, he can't win in the end. Because he won't have the votes, and they're trying to say, well, no, he totally does have votes. Look at all the votes he has. But she is convinced that Joel is.
But she's a mastermind. She's the smartest person in the world.
Smartest person alive.
Oh, alive.
Alive.
I'm sorry. I'm
alive.
Sorry.
Yes.
I'm glad she gave respect to those ones deceased.
Right.
Lest we forget.
Well, that's you know, that makes it a little more fair, because, you know, if Kelsey would have said she was smarter than Einstein, I mean, that would have really, you know, that would have really been something. But, you know, alive, yeah, I think we can live with that statement. Taryn, anything else of note from the feeds that has been going on the last few days?
You know, there, like I said, there are fights here and there, but for the most part, it's very straightforward. Everybody knows their role, and they're just playing that role, because, you know, everyone's game is out in the open. Everyone knows what's happening. So it's just a matter of who's going to win the competitions, who's going to get nominated, who's going to leave, you know, so on and so forth. Cass and Tim are trying, but there's really like no way that Joel goes home this week, at least as it stands.
Okay, well, as a Joel fan, I mean, this crushes me, because I love Cassandra and I love Tim so much too, but I love Joel, so I don't want Joel to go home, but I just hate to see it go down this way, to have the freak show, whatever it is, to have them turn on each other. Let's take some of your guys' questions. So if you want to get a question in, you can leave a comment on the YouTube video, or you can tweet me. I'm at Jordan Parhar. Use hashtag RaHappyHour. This one comes from RealBGLow. He says, who is a more fun villain, Jared or the brothers? Willow, what's your thoughts on that? Who is more of a fun villain?
Was Jared a villain? Is that what we're giving him?
I think he kind of was. I think
jealous Jared.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Like that heckle and jide type of, like, split personality, like two-faced type of person. I don't know.
Yeah. Heckle and jide, Jekyll and Hyde, whatever you want to call it.
Whatever you want to call it. Yeah. Potato, potato. That East Coast accent.
Yeah, exactly, yeah, right?
You know, so, not from here. No, isn't Jared, though, he's morals, and he, like, believes in integrity. Anyway, I... Brother,
yes, that's right. He was raised correctly, Willow, unlike everyone else.
He is exactly the embodiment of morals.
Right.
That's right.
He is King Jared.
Yes.
So I'm going to go with the brothers. I think that, honestly, they are the most fun villain. They're great to watch. Aren't they great TV, Jordan? Like, they are great.
I would say the brothers are the more fun villains because the brothers are more fun. They're better TV than Jared was.
Yes. Easily. Yep.
And the brothers are also, like, prone to making, like, really boneheaded errors because Phil is like, you know, bro, like, we're going to do this because, like, I'm like Derek and this is what we're going to do. And it's just, he just does, like, just idiotic things, and it's hilarious. So in terms of if we're looking at this as a story and who the villain is of this story of Big Brother Canada 4, I think definitely the Pax Bros are more fun, whereas Jared was just, you know, getting annoying with his integrity stuff and how he was talking to some of the girls that really, and you know, the jealous Jared stuff that really turned me off. Taryn, I think we're all in agreement on this one, right?
Yeah, I mean, the brothers are the kind of people that, you know, Brent is obviously loving this season, right? Because it's exactly what he wants to see. There's good versus evil. It's all coming down to competitions. And that's why he's, like, super pumped, like, oh, Joel needs to win the veto. And obviously, despite his hatred for the brothers, he also loves the brothers because he loves watching them be so delusional. So I think they're the definition of a villain that you can love to hate.
For sure, yeah. I think they're the brothers. I mean, again, as much as they've been getting a lot of hate and stuff like that, but the brothers and I've been saying, you know, not the nicest things about the brothers, but about their games at least. But they are, you can't deny it. They are great television. I think we can all agree.
They're the Sabrina of this season, I think.
Can we
say that?
They are 100% through the Sabrina of this season.
Yeah, and great. I love Sabrina. I love Sabrina.
I'll let you speak for yourself, but in terms of in terms of sheer drama, I agree.
That's what I mean. I love a good, you know, yeah, good love a good live feed.
Okay, here we go. This one is from Darnell Pointer. He says, "I just realized something. This Final Five is the Big Brother 2 Final Five. Will equals Tim, Nicole equals Kelsey, Monica equals Cass, Hardy equals the Pax Bros, and Bunky equals Joel."
Wow.
I think this is a little off the mark. Taryn, what do you think?
I'm not sure I see it. I did compare Tim to Will earlier in the season, but I feel like he's really moved away from the Will strategy, and he's kind of become his own entity. So, I don't know if I see it.
Yeah, Willow, what about you? Do you see that comparison?
No. I mean, and kudos for Tim for also just not trying to be the next Will or the next Derek, and he's just going to be known as Tim, and that's how everybody should play, and that's how they would, and, you know, 100%, I don't see it at all. I kind of see, like, kind of how the, the creating pandemonium or, like, causing, you know, throwing a wrench into everyone's plans type of thing. Maybe nominating yourself. Did Will ever nominate himself? I don't know if he's... No, I don't think...
No.
But he did stand up and said, vote me out, I hate all of you. So,
He tried to get Chicken George to nominate him, but Boogie stopped it.
Yes. Yeah, that's right. That's right. Man, I gotta watch All Stars again.
Yeah, me too.
That's so fun. Okay, this one is from JJ95. JJ95 says, what is the one flaw in Cassandra's game that could be her downfall? Right now it looks like Cassandra is probably going to go home, Willow. So, there's nothing really she could have done at this point. But what was, you think, the biggest flaw in Cass's game?
It's probably, again, with the whole, I think the Jared thing sealed the deal, but maybe her flaw was not to be able to win a competition when she needs to win that competition. Especially if you're gonna make big moves, make sure you're going to be able to, like, you know, have that shield up or be, like, okay the next week. Or, like, how are you going to position yourself? And I think that she was just kind of banking on her alliance or banking on other people. When you get to Final Six, even Final Five, you can't really do that. And I think that's probably, like, one of her biggest downfalls. Also, talking with Kelsey, I think she – that kind of, you know, where she kind of betrayed them and went against Jared – I think that she should have, you know, pulled in Kelsey and really just started talking, like, game and letting her know and just, you know, either making a final two, because if you're going to, like, cut the head off somebody, and then that person's going to go. Like, obviously, they're going to target you if you're going to go against, like, their alliance or showmance or something. So the best thing is to do is, like, take that helpless, you know, alone wolf and bring them into you, or at least, you know, try to mend bridges so you're set up again for the next. And I think she was just so focused on her HOH and kind of getting Jared out. It was kind of a little bit on her high horse, and she wasn't thinking, like, oh, shoot, the next week and the next week. And I think that's what really kind of sealed her fate.
Taryn, what do you think? As someone who's been watching the feeds, what's the biggest flaw in Cass's game?
If I had to narrow down to one thing, I think it's that she can't let things go. She really just loves to get that little, like, extra hit in. Even going back to when Levita wins HOH, she's like, oh, that dumb bitch won HOH. And then moving forward, you know, throughout many conversations, she can't let little things go. And it really, it hurts her social relationships, and it hurts her strategic maneuvers. Even looking at the veto where she uses it on Tim when she really shouldn't, I feel like a large portion of that was just out of spite against the brothers, where, like, she was angry at them for being so overbearing. And, you know, she just can't let those things go, and I think that those things have really come back to bite her multiple times, and this looks like it's the biggest and final time, because I think it was a mistake to use that veto on Tim. There was a bigger chance that she could have sold Joel as a target had she not done that.
I have a question. Did Cassandra take Joel's slop? Like, what happened with that? Sorry, I just want to ask my own question. Do you want me to tweet it in? I just really want to know. I just need to know.
So you're asking, did Cassandra? What's the question?
Okay, so Joel won that. He had to have slop for the rest of the.
Yes, the season. Yeah.
Take that punishment. Mm-hmm. Supposedly, I was watching the feeds and I was reading on blogs and stuff that Cassandra went and asked if she could take it for Tim, and supposedly production Big Brother said yes, you can. And I was just wondering, what happened with that?
Yeah, it was after the veto that Jared didn't cut his hair. She was so grateful to Joel for having tried so hard, that she was like, well, I really want to reward Joel. I want to, like, take his slop punishment. And she said it was going to happen, but I don't think it ever happened. It was either shut down, or she just forgot about it, or never really wanted to follow through with it. I'm pretty sure Joel is still slopping it away. So
smart move by Cass. Say you're gonna do it, and then when push comes to shove, be like, I forgot about it.
It's a thought that counts, right? It's a thought that counts.
Exactly. She never actually told him that she was gonna do it. She was gonna, like, surprise him. So I don't think he ever even knew that it was even a possibility.
Okay, so that's actually, that's perfect.
They probably were like, are you sure?
Yeah. Willow hit the nail on the head with that one. There we go. Well played, Willow. Okay, here, this one is from Riley Rage. Riley Rage says, love the hat, Willow. Question for you. Who on this season is most like you, and who would you most like to align yourself with from this season if you were in the house?
Most like me. I'm trying to think. Who has not won anything? Who has not won anything or done anything?
Come on, Willow, stop! Don't say that.
Who is most like me? I don't know. I find Cassandra's, like, humor really funny. Like, I find her, like, hilarious, and I love that she, like, she knows she's playing to the live feeders, and I like that. I don't know who's most like me though. Everybody's just so, I'm like a mix of, like, I honestly. Like, my life goal is to be like Nikki. I wanted to play the game like Nikki. So I would probably be like, I'm a wannabe Nikki. That's who, like, mostly, like, I guess, okay, player-wise, I'm like Nikki. I don't win anything. I wasn't very much of, like, a target for the longest time because I just,
supposed to go to final two, went out in a double or a triple.
I went out in a double because
someone screwed up.
And someone didn't say, are you sure? But, you know. No, so I would say Nikki. I'm a wannabe Nikki. I think my game's a lot like Nikki. I can win anything. You know, don't look that threatening. And who would I have lined with? Oh my goodness, I think about this all the time. I don't know about you, Jordan, but I'm always like, oh, who would I have definitely lined with? Probably, like, first in a little bit, I probably would have definitely tried to, like, align with, like, Levita and Shari, just because they, like, I've got that kind of like, and Joel, like, again, you want honest players, but then I probably would probably try to, again, work with Nikki and Tim, putting on that, okay, well, they're not Canadian, so you can put that target on them. And again, Tim won. So I would be like walking around like a little puppy and being like, all right, like he won, he did something right. I'm got to learn from that. He's the master. Like he won. That's it. And he can say that. Like I would definitely try to align with those guys as well. Because I feel like they would go first before me anyway, again, with the whole we don't like foreigners or whatever, you know, with the host vibe.
Yeah, the xenophobic attitudes.
Yeah.
Okay, let's take one more. This one is from Taylor Allen. Taylor Allen says, people today on feeds have been saying Kelsey has a shot at winning. Tim brought up the underdog story and genuinely thinks she has a shot. What about you? Hashtag Rahappy Hour. Taryn, what do you think? Does Kelsey actually have a shot at winning this thing now, or are we getting baited by the edit?
I think if she makes it to the end with the brothers, she definitely has a legitimate shot. Against either Joel or Tim, I think there's no chance. So basically, the comps need to fall in a particular way, and if they do, then we can be looking at Kelsey, the winner of Big Brother Canada 4.
But do you think that Mitch is going to go on? Remember, Mitch says one of the trio makes it to Final Two, he's got the vote. So do you think Mitch is actually going to vote for Kelsey if she's in the Final Two? Because if that is, that means that Jarrett, Raul, and Mitch guaranteed 3 votes right there for Kelsey.
Yeah, it's hard. I don't think he has a lot of respect for her game, and I know that he will probably hold it against her that she was evicted once before. Mm-hmm. And on the other hand, he saw the brothers play pretty well while he was in the house. He's been removed. He hasn't really seen the doofus brothers, so to speak. But he will probably see them try to nominate themselves, which I have to imagine is going to be a huge negative for all the jurors. So I could see it going either way, but he might lean toward Kelsey, especially if he sees her as kind of the brains behind the brothers, which it really looked like in that double eviction HOA train. And she's obviously going to be able to explain herself better, so I really think he would probably go with Kelsey.
Okay. All right, interesting, because... That's the beauty of Big Brother, right? Things can change on a dime. We were saying even last week, Kelsey has no shot at winning the game, but here we are. She could win. I don't know if I want to think about that, but Kelsey could win. Anyone can win. That's Big Brother. Okay, we got a couple more things to bring up. This one is from Kent Key 95, and Kent KY 95 says, is Kelsey still planning on giving all her money to Jared? Did Kelsey say that, Taryn?
What?
Not that I'm aware of.
Okay.
This might be a joke aimed at Kelsey.
Spoiler alert.
Oh yeah, jeez, wow, okay. I thought I was just missing something, but okay, good to know.
They're going on vacation, though, she said.
She did say that, so there you go. This isn't a question, this is what we're going to end on tonight, but this is just following up on some earlier stuff. This one's from Diane Godin. She says, yes, Joel knew about the Cassandra offering to take the slot punishment, but told her, don't do that, it's not necessary, just for your information.
Thank you, I appreciate that.
So thank you to Diane for that info there. Okay, so I think that's going to do it for this edition of the Reality TV Rahappy Hour. Willow, Taryn, any final thoughts you want to bring up before we wrap things up?
Thank you for having me. This was so fun. Taryn, you just give me – anybody have any questions, just go ask Taryn. He's the real master. Thank you so much for letting me come on here, guys, and talk. And I'm so excited. I honestly couldn't tell you who I think is going to be Final Three. I have no idea.
It's going to be fun. I can't wait. And Willow, it was a pleasure. You killed it. Thank you for coming on. And thank you for not hanging up on me this time. I appreciate that.
Never again. We're past that.
We are past that. Taryn, any final thoughts this evening?
I thought Willow killed it. I think that I've already seen praise on Twitter because she's so awesome. So
thank you, guys.
There we go. So... follow these guys on Twitter. Willow is at low_faith, right, Willow? Or is
yes,
it just
I
low
am.
Faith?
No, it's low_faith. What is it?
What is it? I don't know.
Oh, no, it's another it Peely moment.
Low_faith. It is low_faith.
That's right, yeah. Peely did the same thing. That's so funny. Peely's like, yeah, I don't know if it is my Instagram or my Snapchat or my Twitter, but yeah, it's one of those. Yeah, Peely's
can
great.
You do a Willow impression? Like, how do you do my impression? I feel like...
I don't really do an East Coast accent really that well, so I'd have to work on it, Willow.
Yeah.
I think it would be just like, hey guys, I'm Willow! Like, that's like... I don't know, Willow, you remind me of, like, you're always so, like, happy on these things and, like, so excitable and just, like...
Just on these things. I'm actually really sad. Like,
oh, yeah. Trust me, in real life, Willow, in real life, you know, Willow was, like, had to... Well, I've seen you in some dark times, Willow, so...
Yeah, you were in jury. You were in jury with me.
I was in jury with you, so I have seen those. But, no, it's... You are, in general, you are a very happy person. So I just think of, like, Mickey Mouse when I see you. Just, like, so happy all the time. It's just so great. And you're so adorable.
You.
So there
Thank
you go.
You. Thank you so much. It's the sweetest thing anyone's ever said to me, a Mickey Mouse.
Yeah, I don't know if that's – I feel like I just gave you an Alec Beale type of compliment. So apologies for that. And now Willow's going to hang up on me.
No, thank you.
But seriously, Willow, you're the best. So follow her on Twitter, @low_faith. Taryn is @ArmstrongTaryn. I'm @JordanParhar. We need a hashtag, guys, for tonight. So we've got a couple options. I think we should probably go with two. So or we can even go with three now that there's the Mickey Mouse comment in there. So we can say – let's see. Hashtag Mickey McDonald, because that's like Willow's last name. We can do that. Also, that's not the main hashtag. We'll start from three to one.
Okay.
Number two is hashtag heckle and jide. Okay, so that's number two. Hashtag heckle and jide. And the third one, of course, well, and ranking number one in the power rankings of the hashtags tonight, I think it has to be hashtag Jesus played it. So
I'm glad that I made all three of these.
Yeah, that was all you, Willow. Usually it's a bit of a struggle for me to come up with stuff, but you gave me so much to work with, so I appreciate it.
Oh, glad I could be of help.
All right, guys. Thank you for watching us live on robinswebsite.com. Thank you to everyone in the chat for sticking around and hanging out for this episode.
Yeah,
we really appreciate it. And we appreciate your comments. Make sure to leave them on robinswebsite.com. Don't forget to leave your ratings and reviews for the Rehappy Hour if you haven't already. You can go to robhasawebsite.com/Rehappy Hour. While you're there, you can subscribe to the podcast and then leave a rating and a review. Three people at the end of the season will be getting a Jordan Parhar related prize for the three people who leave ratings and reviews. So make sure if you do so, include your name. So I know if I draw your name out of the hat at the end of the season, I know who to give the prize to. Kind of important. So if you could please do that, that would be awesome. Yeah, if you want to leave me a review, Willow, you can. I don't expect you to, because the Jordan Parhar related prize, I think that, you know, I think people will appreciate it, but I think once you learn what the actual prize is, I think you'll say, oh, okay, well, I don't really need that. So, because you could already get that from me pretty much any time. So,
it's a hug. It's a hug.
We'll see. I don't know. I'll announce it at the end of the season. So,
I'm doing it.
Don't forget to subscribe and leave ratings and reviews if you haven't already. Taryn, they really help the podcast grow, and I really appreciate it. Willa, you have a question.
No, Taryn does.
I just want to say that the feeds just very recently came back, and Tim used the veto on himself. Joel is up as a replacement, so that is official.
Official, there we go. Breaking news at the end of the podcast, so good. We don't have to change.
Pray for Cassandra. Pray for my girl. Pray.
So let's pray for Cassandra. That can be a fourth hashtag.
Prayers for Cassandra. Hashtag prayers for Cassandra.
There we go. Okay, guys, thank you for joining us. We'll be back Wednesday night after the episode with Jason Roy from Big Brother 17, and it'll be a lot of fun. Hope to see you there. For Willow McDonald and Taryn Armstrong, I'm Jordan Parhar. Hashtag Jesus played it. We'll talk to you soon. Take care. Peace out.
Bye, guys.
The theme song of the reality TV Rehappy Hour is written and performed by Ryan Elder. Check out more of his work at ryanelder.music.com.